This is average thinking, and this is what average people do. This only slows your momentum down. Be constantly prepared for success so you can grab the opportunity, you can wrap your hands around it, and grab all the freaking life out of it. So I get off the phone with the producer. I call Jen, my personal assistant, and say, Jen, I got to be in New York Thursday. She informed me, look, you already got another commitment. You already got something, dude, that you 10X'd committed to, okay? And there is no way you can get out of this. You cannot reschedule Thursday. New problem, baby. Yes, indeedy-weedy, okay? I'm moving in the right direction. New problems, not little old boring-ass problems. So I immediately pick up the phone, the do-it-now strategy. I don't sit there and figure, what am I going to do? What am I going to tell Glenn? I pick up the phone. I use the problem to actually allow me more communication with the new opportunity. You get it? Customer acquisition, not customer satisfaction. So I pick up the phone, I call Glenn, and I tell the guy in New York, Glenn, I can't make it Thursday, dude. While I was committing to you, Jen already had something on my calendar. You know what he tells me? Man, that's perfect, man, because I don't have all the people in here anyway that I want you to meet. I'm like, man, that's great. It worked out for both of us. See, 10X is miracle maker, okay? Interesting, the new time that me and Glenn worked out turned out to be better than the one I committed to. The following week, I flew out to New York on my dime, by the way, commit. Had no clue of what I was doing, so what? I get there, I found out the company owner was tied up in another meeting because I asked for that beforehand. I said, hey, am I going to meet the owner? Oh, yeah. Then I find out when I get out there that he's in another meeting. I told Glenn, I said, dude, come on, bro. I stood in line at the airport and through security longer than I'm asking to meet with this guy. You got to walk in there and tell him to meet with me. I persuaded him to ask the owner to give me the 10 minutes of FaceTime. Be unreasonable. I don't need to be nice here. I need to get in front of the guy FaceTime. I pleaded with the gatekeepers. Guys, come on. The guy owes me a handshake. Come on. Let me at least explain my vision to him. The owner reluctantly made time for me. And within 5 minutes, I could tell he was thrilled with the concept. He spent an hour with me, not 5 minutes, by the way. He said to me, look, anybody that believes in this project the way you do, anybody that has the belief and the clarity that you have about this project, I'll get behind you. The group then decided to start pitching my TV show to the networks. Not long after that, I receive another phone call. This is unbelievable. I receive another phone call from another group connected back in LA, where I live, that is connected with a TV producer, Mark Burnett. They asked me to be a guest on the Joan Rivers Show, How'd You Get So Rich? Which is ridiculous to me. I mean, almost ridiculous, because I don't consider myself rich. But of course, what do I say? I don't know. Let me see. Do I want to be on Joan's show? Dude, commit. I need the attention. You need the attention. So I commit to being on the show. Just before the Joan Rivers people came out to shoot the episode, the group in New York sent out a crew to interview me for the material we're going to use with the networks for the pitch on the show in New York. When it was over, I called my new buddies in New York and give them the feedback. Dude, the interview we just did, there's no way that'll sell the show. They're like, what? You've never done TV? There is no way that interview will sell this show. The studio heads will either need to meet me so I can sell it myself, or we need to go shoot a piece where I'm actually in a company and showing them on camera how I can increase sales, and we capture that. I received a response that they normally don't do this, of course, until they get some level of interest from the network, of course. However, I went on to explain that the interview was too soft. The one that New York sent to do with me and my home was too soft. If they were committed to this, we really need to create a short piece, a teaser, a video reel that will show the networks that this is a show that everyone in America will want to watch, demonstrating exactly what people must do right now to create success in any business, in any city, during any economy, selling any products. Now, to keep fueling the fire, I continue to send both groups new information. Now, I got a guy in New York. I got people in L.A. I'm working both groups now because now I've met the Mark Burnett people with the Joan Rivers show. I happened to be in Las Vegas at that time doing a convention, taking care of my core business, right? Still doing the things that work, the proven tried things that are successful. And I noticed the camera crew shooting this piece. I walked up to him and said, guys, look, I'm trying to get a TV show right now. I'm pitching a group in New York and another group in L.A. and I want to send my associates a 3-minute piece. Would you shoot an ad-lib piece for me? Give me that piece. I'm convincing them to actually do some work for me, right? I asked them to record an impromptu video where I'm going to get the attention of this convention space. I told them that if it worked, they would know that they helped make my TV show a reality. They looked at me and said, hey, let's help the guy get a TV show. I then recorded a 3-minute video that I labeled, You Can't Handle the Truth. And you can find it on YouTube. It's a crazy video. It's in your face, okay? The crew was kind enough to cut me a copy. We sent it to both groups, and both groups loved it. What am I doing here? I'm adding wood to the fire. I'm not waiting for them to stay excited or get excited or take action. I'm adding the wood. This kept them thinking about me constantly, okay? And furthering my cause, keeping the fire burning. This video even caused the group in New York to broaden those networks they were planning to pitch to. They loved it. The guy's like, hey man, I love this. This is going to open me up to a couple of other networks. Now, my commitment to move the ball forward was starting to stoke their commitment and enthusiasm as well. I was adding wood to my own fire and certainly moving beyond the socially agreed upon norms of the TV world for sure. Just so you know, I also, for the most part, had no idea what I was doing most of the time. Look, courage is created through actions. The only thing I knew was that I was taking action that would accomplish a bigger goal. I was scared. I was worried about money. I was worried about the money I was investing. I feared rejection just like most people along the way. I knew I was going to be turned down, but I knew that I was creating an entirely new set of problems, which of course was the signal that I was making the right moves. The next major event occurred when Joan Rivers came out to my house. We shot an episode with her. Of course, I share with Joan my ideas about a show. And she gave me the name of a couple of guys who were producing the show that I was on and said, you definitely need to talk to these people. I employed the method of reaching up, not sideways and not down. Okay? So Joan Rivers is above. I reach up. Joan, can you help me? Who can you connect me with? Can you pitch me with these people, right? Many people would be like, I don't want to ask Joan Rivers for a favor. Why not? Dude, if you don't do it now, you're not going to get a chance to do it later. Okay? Is it uncomfortable? Absolutely. Could I be rejected? For sure. Didn't happen. She was happy to help me. So I employed the method of reaching up. I called the guys in LA. I request a meeting. Remember, I got a group in New York already interested in my project. Why am I doing this? Adding wood. I want to pitch this idea of a TV show just in case the guys in New York maybe lose interest in my project. Remember, never quit adding wood. Never quit taking action, regardless of what other people are doing. When you think you've won the lottery ticket, okay, buy some more tickets. The group in LA liked the idea. They loved the idea. They got excited about the idea. It also didn't hurt that the producers of this show had already seen what I did for the Joan Rivers show. By this time, I had gone from one single idea with minimal support to having not one but two companies considering the possibility of a show. Even if both companies aren't interested, at least I'm staying excited and getting excited. Now, you got to know, I was in complete self-doubt when I went to this Paramount Studios to meet with this group in LA. Just so you know what really goes on for people like me and you, when they're moving into their range of success, okay? I'm driving to Paramount Studios in LA. On the way over there, I call my wife. I'm like, dude, I don't even know if I were to go over here. I'm in total self-doubt, okay? I'm telling you that to tell you that that can be a common response. I'm thinking to myself, these guys are just seeing me because they feel obligated. Why am I going there? There's no way they want to do this. So don't think for a moment that you can be confident and secure every step of the way. That's why I'm telling you that. I literally almost canceled this trip to Paramount on my way over, thinking it was a waste of time. When my sense of duty kicked in, when some of those 32 characteristics of successful people kicked in. Show up, dude. Don't worry about it. Don't talk yourself out of it. Just keep moving forward. Yeah, I was scared, and I really didn't know what I was going to talk about. Didn't know what I was going to do, but I did it anyway. Commitment. Discipline. I had to remember that emotions are overrated, and the boogeyman's job is to keep me down. Again, pay attention to the successful strategies. Keep them in front of you that I've illustrated, because they guide you and your decisions and your actions. Now, I meet with the guys at Paramount. Upon meeting the members of the group, I was shocked to find out that they'd already spent time coming up with their own version of a show with me. All my fears about their lack of interest, like most fears, were completely unfounded. When both of these groups reached me, they both committed. It's interesting. Both of these groups that researched me both commented, dude, it's like you're everywhere. Omnipresence. Although I clearly wanted to shout from the rooftops at this point, I knew I couldn't get too excited or stop to celebrate or pat myself on the back, but I had to keep pushing myself for more actions and more responsibility in order to keep moving things forward. Rather than waiting for one of the two companies to offer me a deal, I started calling retail companies to see if I could line up organizations that would be interested in being on the show. I'm basically taking on the role of the producer of the show and setting up companies that are saying, I'd be interested in being on your show. By the way, a show that I don't even have yet. Although this would normally be completely somebody else's job. Number one, there's no deal or company to do this yet. Number two, I hate waiting. Number three, I want to move things forward to a point where no one can walk away. Lastly, I'm not leaving this up to anybody else. Was I being too aggressive? Acting in socially unacceptable ways? Breaking the agreed upon rules? You bet I was, buddy. Could this offend someone? Absolutely. Hope it does. At least I'll get their attention. Look, if either of these groups say no to me, none of what I am doing will matter anyway, right? If they both bail out, what are they going to do? Think about that 10 years later? No way. It was interesting to me that when we called the companies to let them know about our show, not only were people interested in being on the show, they also started asking more questions about me, about how they could help me, about who I was and what I was doing. Interesting, we landed multiple new accounts by just making calls about the show. Action. I then informed the New York group that I'd been lining up organizations that wanted to be involved in this show. The producer said, dude, slow down. To which I replied, I can tell you I will, but I won't. I'll tell you I will, Glenn, but it ain't gonna happen, bro. It's just not in me. He's like, you're exactly why we need to shoot a show, man. You're amazing. What did come out of this call was that the group in New York now agreed to shoot a teaser piece on the show. With that, we agreed to go shoot a Harley dealership that would make for a great visual and fantastic story, okay? After a dozen phone calls, we found a company willing to do this, but I still didn't have a commitment from New York. Yet once I told them that I had an ideal, ready place to go, look, they couldn't say no to me. They agreed to send a crew to shoot me for 2 days. Understand, when you keep pushing forward, something will result. At least you'll end up further down the street, right? I found myself no experience shooting a show. I'm flying to Fort Lauderdale now. No experience shooting a TV show, no script, no notes, no preparation, no idea of what I'm actually going to do, but I was on my way to shoot 2 days in the largest Harley store in the world with a camera crew. Commit first, figure the rest out later. I'm working with a group of people I've never worked with. Frankly, I was scared to death, so I don't think that that's a problem, okay? The only thing I knew for sure was I was going to go into this company and I could increase their sales. I knew I could do that. I kept one thing in mind. Fear is an indicator that you're moving in the right direction, Grant. So to put myself at ease, I focused my attention on the future and reminded myself of my goals. On the way over to Fort Lauderdale, I reminded myself repeatedly that I could handle my fears and that I was going to have to do something like this sooner or later in my life. Otherwise, people would never come to know me, they'd never know about my abilities, and I would never be able to fulfill what I believe is my destiny and my obligation. Remember, your only real problem is obscurity. Remember that? It's your only problem. People don't know who you are. So I'd keep giving myself pep talks. Grant, obscurity is your only problem. Just show up. Be all in. Trust that creativity follows commitment. I'm pitching my own book to myself. Look at the number of successful traits that I'm employing as I do this. Can-do attitude. Believe that I'll be successful. Show up. Commit first. Figure the rest out later. Do it now, not later. Go in. Go in all the way. You know, be courageous. Do what you fear. Stay focused on your target. Be willing to be uncomfortable. Even if I failed, I knew my mindset and my actions were in the right place. Now, I may regret my performance once I show up. Hey, at least I won't regret not taking a shot. So we start shooting the teaser. 3 hours into it, the producer says, Grant, look, man, it's great what you're doing, but we need something that really, really shows what you do beyond words, beyond explanations. We need to see what you teach actually happens on camera. Not an explanation. I need to see you jumping off the cliff now. I looked at the cameraman and said, turn it on and follow me. I then took over this Harley showroom floor by going from customer to customer, engaging each of them. I had clients getting on and off bikes. I was moving them around, taking photos with them, texting photos to their spouses at home with messages like, I'm going to sell your husband a motorcycle right now. It was fun. It was easy. It was powerful. It was fast. I was interacting with customers, handling objections, handling their resistance, handling their problems, selling motorcycles, okay, and recording all of it on camera at the same time. At the end of the first day, the producer looked at me and said, "Can you do this with any company anywhere?" I'm sure you know my answer by now, but just in case, dude, I can do this in any company, anywhere, endless times, and show anyone selling anything how to increase their sales in any economy. I don't care what the product is or how bad their people are. He said, "After what I saw today, I believe you. And the truth is, I believed in you before I even saw this. But now, America has to see this TV show." I asked him for one favor. "Once you get an agreement to meet with a network with this teaser, allow me to pitch it with you." I knew I could sell the show better than anyone else. I knew I was in the best position to sell it because my commitment to my mission is deeper than anybody else. It's not about talent at this point or intelligence. It's about commitment to my mission. He agreed, "Grant, when I get a shot to pitch it, I'll call you, you fly in, and you can pitch it with me." They went back to New York and started editing the piece. He called me the following week and told me how excited he was, but that the summer season was going to delay the project. He explained to me it would probably be another 4 weeks before we could pitch the reel, but he assured me that everyone will love it. I hadn't heard from him for about 3 weeks, so I started calling him. I knew I wouldn't get anywhere with this project without persistence. When we spoke, he confirmed that, you know, the group are still all in. "We're still all in, man, but it's been 4 weeks, man." I reminded him of his commitment to me to involve me in the pitch when he finally got a meeting set up. He called me back a week later, 6:45 in the morning, told me the following, "Grant, I was at the grocery store with my daughter, my morning ritual." He said, "Grant, I got bad news. The networks don't want you to come pitch the show. They just want to start shooting it right away." Bing! The first thing I thought was the guy who had told me, "For every show that gets picked up, there's 300 that get pitched." I'm like, dude, that's the first thing I thought about. The second thing I thought about was that person who told me that no one wanted to see a show on sales. Stay focused on your future, folks. Be unreasonable about your future. Continue to add wood to make your future a reality. And don't focus on what people say has been done before. You're not trying to create a past. You're trying to create a future. Don't focus on what they say can be done or what's possible. People are so caught up in their own negativity and their own losses that they give up on creating a future for themselves and spend all their time in the past. Others feel the need to criticize other people's ventures as a way to justify their own past giving ups. Never regard the impossible. Instead, stay focused on what you can do to make the supposedly impossible possible. It's a good thing I didn't bother to listen to all the naysayers and listen to their advice. So at this point in time, I can't tell you where the show's at. We haven't shot it yet, but everything is in place to do so, and we expect a release this coming year. My hope is this show will provide viewers with the direction and provide regular, everyday, average, common people like me and you the exact information they need in order to create success in any economy, anywhere, at any time. Market slowdowns, financial problems, challenges, and fears are not as powerful as you and your ability to dream big and act big at 10x levels. Look, no economy, no matter how bad, can hold down a goal that is followed by enough actions. Now, I've shared this story with you to show you how I've employed many of the concepts discussed in this book in order to achieve the goals of expanding my own footprint. I am just like you, no more talented and no more certain, but I am using 10X thinking and 10X actions. This isn't just an audio program for you to listen to. This is what you have to do in order to make it in the world today. The world no longer rewards talk. You and I must not just talk the talk. We must walk the walk. This should help you realize that 10X will work for you and everyone. And that was the purpose of this story. This short story isn't really about me. It's a guide for you of what you have to do. You have no idea how many people throughout my life have laughed, criticized, and raised their eyebrows, including family members, about the things that I've dreamed of doing in my life. You don't know how many hundreds of thousands of phone calls I've made that went nowhere. You don't know about literally tens of thousands of emails to which no one ever responded to me. You have no idea how many people, even my supporters, suggested to me that I may be pushing beyond the limits and putting myself at risk. I've spent 30 years preparing and studying, making mistakes and taking action, all of which has allowed me to develop discipline. a discipline that I not always had. Look, training and learning are absolutely critical to your follow-through and the development of courage, persistence, unreasonable thinking, and especially discipline. I keep reminding myself that when it comes to dreams and goals, there is no being reasonable or rational, and there's no distinguishing between the possible and the impossible. I think you'll agree that it's impossible for you to ever do anything exceptional if you continue to live your life with thinking and actions that are mediocre. Big thinking, massive actions, expansion, and risk-taking are necessary for your survival and your future growth. Staying small, being quiet, are just ways to continue being small and staying quiet. Keep thinking this way, and sometime in the very near future, no one will be able to see you, they won't be able to hear you, and they won't be aware that you even exist. Commit to 10X thinking and 10X actions. This is the major difference between the successful and the unsuccessful. It's not about intelligence. It's not about economics or even who you know. Because without massive action, intelligence, economics, and who you know won't matter. I still have many of my long-term goals and targets to yet meet. I haven't made the show yet. 6 billion people don't know me yet. There's countless other things I still want to accomplish. Many I haven't even thought of yet, I'm sure. However, I do know that I'm moving in the right direction. I also know, and want you to know again, that this is not about me being more special or having some unique quality. It's simply about operating with 10X thinking and 10X actions. Make your fire so big and so hot that others will have no choice but to sit around in amazement. You will never have all the answers. Your timing will never be perfect. There will always be obstacles, challenges, and difficulties. However, you can always count on one thing. Taking massive actions consistently and persistently, and then following those up with more fourth-degree massive actions are the only way, the only sure way to ensure yourself of the success you deserve and desire. Always go all in on massive action. Let the rest of the world operate at the first 3 degrees of action. And watch them spend their lives fighting over bits and pieces, the scraps and leftovers. Look around you, and you will see a world filled with average people, average thinking, and at best, average actions. Take another look. What you will really see behind this acceptance of average are people who have given up on their dreams and who cease to live with a dynamic purpose. They are instead willing to settle for whatever their estimation of normal is. When you're choosing the people whom you will learn from, look for the exceptional people, those who stand out because of the way they approach their lives, because of the actions they take. Don't worry about how they're special. Don't focus on how they're different. Focus on how they think and how they act and how you can duplicate that. Success is not a choice. Success is not an option. Success is your duty to operate at the right level of thoughts and actions. So follow through on your responsibility and your duty to leave a footprint on this planet so that when you're done with your tour of duty, you'll be remembered for approaching your life with nothing less than the biggest of dreams and the most remarkable of actions. Remember, success is your duty, obligation, and responsibility. And by thinking at 10X levels and taking 10X actions, I am confident you will create more success than you have just dreamed of.
This has been a Gildan Audio production. For more affordable, life-changing audio programs, visit our website at gildanmedia.com.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.